that must have been, that's a lot of grease. Well, now what different kinds of meat did you get out of the hog?
We had middling, we had pork, we had ham, we had shoulder, sides, loins. Just like you cut it up, just like they cut it up here, only they just chop it in two, you know, for you to have a piece of. But we just had different loins, that's right next to the ham. And the hams was hanging in there, we could go get any ham any time through the summer we wanted. And if we thought that it was going to be where the flies would be too bad and get in there, well, we'd take it down and take it and cut it up and pack it in grease. It didn't hurt the grease. The lard was just as pretty as it could be.
And that would keep it?
That would keep it just as pretty and good then. But now a lot of the meat that's cooked now is cooked in water and put up.
But you didn't ever do that?
No, we didn't do that. And so we'd take some of the ribs and things and cut them up and put them in, cook them in the wash pot. It'd be just as brown in that grease, and then we'd put them in cans. We'd have anywhere sometimes to 4 and 5 or 6 different kinds of cooked meat in the wash pot, and you didn't have nothing to do. Go get it and warm it and fix whatever you wanted out of it.
What did the wash pot look like?
It was a big old thing with 3 legs on it. I got one out on it, my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I washed and boiled clothes in them, I got a old scrub board out there where you scrub with when you wash. Have you ever seen one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to show you one.
All right.
And it rubs.
It rubs the...
You rub your clothes on it. It's got 3, 4, 10 things up about like that. Looks like waves. And that's when we rubbed them and we washed in tubs and used a washer pot.
Oh, well, I'd like to see that. I look around for where it is.
Well, I don't even know now. I don't know what they done while I was in the hospital. You see, I was there 2 months. And they could have picked it up or something like in the van.
Well, now, tell me this. What do you call this thing I'm sitting in?
A chair.
And what about what you're sitting in?
This is one of them folding rockers that they have on the patios.
And now, what about that piece of furniture right there?
Oh, that's a hideaway bed and the couch together.
And now, have you ever heard it call anything besides a couch?
I never have. There's a big mattress in there just like my bed in yonder. Pull it out.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Back up in there. And you take that coffee table and pull it out. It'll go out to the back door. And a spring mattress.
You have lots of room for people to spend money.
Yeah, I have lots of room, yeah. But none come spend. My youngins don't come back to stay with me at night. They got their own home, and they said I'd done all that before they got big enough, and they're going to keep them at home.
Yes, sir. Now, have you ever heard it called something like a piece of furniture like that? What would you call something like that? The different kinds of things like that, they seat several people.
Well, yeah, there's one that'll seat 2, and then the longer, they'll seat 6.
Do you call them all a couch?
All a couch, or something like that.
Have you ever heard it call something like a sofa?
Yeah, there's little sofas now. They're just 2, you see. Sofas is, and the old sofas is just for 2 people to sit in.
Just 2 people?
Yeah.
So is it just like that, like yours?
It's built up like that.
But it just holds 2 people?
Yeah.
Does it have arms on the end of
it? Yeah, it has arms in on it, just like they do to rest your arms on. But it's just a little old sofa.
And what about, have you ever seen something else like that, maybe with no arms on it?
I've seen lots of them. No, rocking chairs at home.